Matthew chapter 26, starting in verse 14, says this. Then one of the 12, the one named Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me to betray him into your hands?" So they set out 30 silver coins for him. From that time on, Judas began looking for an opportunity to betray him. Jesus was betrayed by Judas Iscariot for 30 pieces of silver. He got money to betray Christ. My question is for you today, do we often betray Christ for far less? He gave his life on a cross to wash away my sins. Do we betray him for a moment of pleasure? There's an old song that asks the question, does he still feel the nails every time I fail? Do we take the sacrifice made by Christ flippantly? When we sin purposefully, do we crucify him again? Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6 puts it like this. For it's impossible, in the case of those who have once been enlightened, tasted the heavenly gift, became partakers of the Holy Spirit, tasted the good word of God and the miracles of the coming age, and then have committed apostasy, to renew them again to repentance, since they are crucifying the Son of God for themselves all over again, holding him up to contempt. Now, I'm not saying that every time we sin, that we're in this category of apostasy, but we can get to that point. But every time we sin without earthly consequence, that's a key right there, isn't it? When we sin without anything that we see as consequences here on earth, it becomes easier to continue in that sin. Eventually, you may find yourself in this position. This time of communion is a perfect time to take stock in your life and realize Christ gave his life for you. He shed his blood for you. Not that you could take that flippantly and to keep on doing what you were doing. Ask yourself, am I living in sin? Am I living with sin? Has sin become no big deal to me? Sin is a big deal to Christ. He gave all he could to take it away, to take away your sin on the cross that day. Are we doing all we can to avoid sin? Do we watch our lives to keep sin in check? So I leave you with this question as you contemplate that Christ gave his life for you. Have you given your life for him? I leave you with this question. Does he still feel the nails every time I fail? Does he hear the crowd cry, crucify again? Am I causing him pain? Then I know that I've got to change. I just can't bear the thought of hurting him. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come before you now, Father, partaking of this meal, remembering that Christ gave his life for us. He gave his life to take away our sin so that we wouldn't have to live in it any longer. Forgive us where we fall short, Father, and when we do sin. And thank you for the ability we have through your Son to come to you and ask for that forgiveness. As we remember him now at this time, remember the blood that he shed for us. We know that he prayed, Father, if this cup could be taken from him, let it be so. But he knew it wouldn't be. He knew it was your plan from the beginning, that he was going to have to suffer and die for me. Forgive me when I fall short, Father. As we remember him now, with this juice that represents his blood and the bread that represents his body that was broken for me, help me to think of that as I partake of these emblems, that he gave it all for me. Am I giving it all for him? It's in Jesus' name I pray.